We're talking today with Mike Schulte, of course, CEO of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now on this 2012 wheat crop. It's almost a perfect storm this year after almost the perfect drought a year ago. Things look very, very good in most locations.
Yeah, Ron, just going through the state this past week, certainly looks much different than this time last year. We're keeping our fingers crossed. I know producers are as well, that we hopefully will have a good wheat crop. Moisture levels have really been helped out by these recent rains. We've come through the 13th wettest January-March period on record as far as moisture received throughout the state. They finally got some moisture in the panhandle this past week. And up there where it's extremely dry, the wheat's far behind, but we're hoping that this might be the thing that can help them come in with a crop if they could continue maybe to get one or two more rains before harvest time. But overall, driving through the state, things look to be very good right now. We're just hoping that we don't have any late freeze situations that are going to pop up, since this crop is probably 2 to 3 weeks ahead of normal with the growing conditions we've had the last couple months.
Is that pretty universal that we are on the body of the state that we are ahead of normal in most locations?
I mean, I think this early out, when you're trying to predict that, sometimes it's a little hard to tell because, you know, we might get some cooler temperatures that might put it back. When you say 2 to 3 weeks, I think that's a little bit hard to predict that at this point in time. But I do think that if we continue with the warmer weather patterns that we have seen this past February and March, that, you know, we probably maybe we'll in southwest Oklahoma maybe get into that second to last week of May, where we start harvest, where a lot of times we start the first week of June. I'd heard one producer had told me that, you know, in southwest Oklahoma at one time in his life they had started, I think, before May 20th. And I don't know what year that was, but we were kind of in discussion. And then after that, they generally had started on an early harvest the last week of May. And I think that, you know, we possibly are looking at a last week of May situation right now.
When we think about, you know, the situation with the moisture that we've had, it's really been pretty timely in much of the state, and even some of the drier areas looked pretty good before this last general rain. How much concern is there out there about some of the other things that a lot of times we have to worry about with a good crop, insect pressure, disease pressure, and the like?
You know, looking at the state right now, in the northwest part of the state, leaf rust has not really been noted. There hasn't been any presence of that seen. There's been some sparse pustules recorded in southwest Oklahoma, so we think that possibly might have potential to be a problem in the future as we go on from here on out. With the high humidity levels and the warmer temperatures, there is some concern that powdery mildew is forming in places in southwest Oklahoma. It's been seen also in parts of central Oklahoma. And then, you know, disease pressure from the aphids, they are out there. Recordings of bird Geriote aphid been recorded in southwest and central Oklahoma. I heard that up in Lahoma, you know, they've seen them too. So the presence is there. Also, I think in one of the test plots up at OSU, they had green bugs that were reported. Producers are going to have to weigh out on those options as to if they are going to put insecticide applications down, and, you know, what percentage of the crop would be impacted by that when making those decisions. I do know, though, that this past week that we had some calls in the commission, and producers couldn't get applications on because of the high winds and then the rain, but that they were going to go ahead and make those decisions to try to get the applications on as soon as possible once the weather cooperated.
Right. In southwest Oklahoma, we saw several fields that had a fair number of weeds in them that you could see popping up above the wheat at this point.
Yeah, I know that I have heard that even with some of the crop rotations that we've made, we've seen some of that in the canopies, and weed pressure has the potential to be there. You know, last year we didn't fight it as much because we just had the severe drought and the weeds, you know, weren't a problem like the year before. It seems like whenever we have a good wheat crop year that the weed present is always higher, or there's more problems to contend with it. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to combat that. Yeah, another thing, you know, there might be a little bit concern on protein levels were extremely high last year, and part of that we think was because of the drought. We're hoping that producers, you know, put their nitrogen applications on to help with that. And I think in driving through the state, when you look at the stands that are out there, I think that producers made that decision to go ahead and do that because we had received some of those that moisture in January. So they're really betting on this crop, and I think they went ahead and made that decision to do that, to just look at it, you can see, but weed problems. There probably are some potential concerns out there, and producers are going to have to try to fight that.
Way too early to talk about yields and overall production, but what would be a more normal year? I mean, we haven't had too many normal years in any time recently as far as Oklahoma wheat production. But what would be a more normal year based on the acres that we do have out there?
Well, I think in looking back on the five-year average right now, we're at around 120 million bushels over the five-year average. And no doubt in two or three of those years, you know, we were at a 70 to 75 million bushel crop. So we had some really extreme low years in that. One year, I think we had a 120 million bushel a wheat crop in that period as well. I would be happy with something like that, 120 million bushels, I think. But I think that if we continue to have the right rains, sub-moisture levels now are decent in the state and will continue to be if we continue to get the moisture. But looking at that, and if we don't have any late freeze situations pop up, and if, you know, there's always so many things out there that can be possible, so I don't like to predict, but I think we could be well above that in my predictions. And also another thing that we have to factor in is that producers planted more acres in Oklahoma and Texas and western Kansas. And a lot of that was with the drought conditions because they were trying to get cover on their fields and they were just trying to get something up to have cover on. And now once they've realized that we have had some moisture, I think they're going into this crop season towards the end thinking that, well, since we've got it up and it's there, we're gonna try to do the things we need to do to get it out of the field.
Are you seeing much instance of folks going ahead and grazing out? I know that obviously a lot of places simply have not had much pasture except for wheat.
You know, in driving around, that's going to be kind of the million-dollar question. What are producers going to choose to do if prices remain good? I know that those decisions have already been made, but I have seen more cattle out on wheat, I'd say, this spring rather than normal. I mean, last year we just didn't have that opportunity at all. So when you drive out, you do see that, and cattle prices are extremely high. So I know that that's something that we have to contend with, and that potentially will have some impact, too, as to how many bushels that we do take in.